Israel has committed three acts of genocide with a requisite intent, killing members of the group, causing serious bodily or mental harm to members of the group, and deliberately inflicting on the group conditions of life calculated to bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part. The flagrant and systematic slaughter of Palestinian civilians, the deployment of unlawful weaponry, the utter obliteration of vital civilian infrastructure, including the deliberate targeting of all Gaza's hospitals, and the man-made starvation of the Palestinian people transcend the realm of war crimes and crimes against humanity that had been seen in the occupied Palestinian territory before. The monstrosity unfolding is accompanied by a pervasive anti-Palestinian narrative and dehumanization emanating from the uppermost tiers of Israeli society, including high-ranking officials with command authority, and frequently reflected in soldiers' actions on the ground. This reflects the intent, a dolus specialis, to destroy in whole or in part, which is what distinguishes genocide from other atrocity crimes. In the case of Gaza, there exists a chilling clarity of this purpose, the systematic eradication of an entire people, or at least a significant part thereof. One of the key findings is that Israel's executive and military leadership and soldiers have intentionally distorted, using Bello principles, subverted their protection functions in an attempt to legitimize genocidal violence against the Palestinian people. The only reasonable inference that can be drawn from the unveiling of this policy is an Israeli state policy of genocidal violence toward the Palestinian people in Gaza.
Le prochain bateau est bientôt prêt à partir.
Thousands of boats, hundreds of activists from more than 40 countries will be on this freedom flotilla to Gaza to break the siege of Gaza and to open a humanitarian corridor so the international humanitarian aid can finally enter in Gaza, where starvation is ongoing, organized by the Israeli authorities. The Global Sumut Flotilla is a non-violent citizen action. We are completely peaceful and respecting international law. We're doing nothing wrong. So our governments will have to support us so we can succeed in this historic mission.
U hoorde de voorzitter van de Liga van de Mensenrechten, Alexis de Swaaf. En u hoorde natuurlijk speciaal rapporteur van de Verenigde Naties, Francesca Albanese. En ook wij zelf hier op Radio Centraal proberen u dagelijks te berichten van de nieuwe flotilla onderweg naar Gaza. Blijf bij ons, Radio Centraal 106.7.